Now in year number 6, it's a Yank on the Footy with Craig Wessels. Everybody sit back and enjoy a chat about the greatest game on the face of the earth. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I do hope you'll share it with your friends and family. Cheers!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 325 of A Yank on the Footy. I'm Craig Wessels, coming from Sandusky, Ohio, and I'm absolutely thrilled that you're listening. In just a few moments, I'm going to be joined by Cindy from the channel AFL from LA. And if you're not following her channel and you like just a little bit of snarkiness with your AFL news, you're going to want to check it out, and you are going to want to give her a follow over on her socials and on YouTube as well. I do hope you'll head over to my website, yankonthefooty.com, and leave me a 5-star review. If you enjoy the show, that would be absolutely a great thing for you to do. Also, if you'd share the episode with your friends and family, that would be a huge help as well. Now, today's club of the episode, we're staying local with regards to my guest. They are the LA Dragons of the USAFL, and the Dragons have been around since 2010 and are part of the Western region of the USAFL. My mate Rick Schiavone plays with them. He's been playing with this club for a number of years, other than his year that he was with Caroline Springs over in Victoria. The club opens up their 2024 fixture on 18 May down in San Diego at the Rob Dollar Cup. And every Wednesday, they do hold open training. They're always looking for new players. So if you want to check it out, you can meet them at 7:30 out in Los Angeles at the Westchester Recreation Reserve at 9045 Lincoln Boulevard. Best of luck to the Dragons this year. Now, folks, let's go ahead and hop into my chat with Cindy from AFL from LA. I think you're going to enjoy this. If you've not seen her work before, you're going to check it out after we get done with this chat. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my guest this episode is somebody that I've admired their work and appreciated it since they began their channel last year. Her website and the accompanying social media accounts that she has are filled with great insight, humor, and the well-deserved occasional sledge. I am absolutely thrilled to welcome Cindy from AFL from LA to the podcast. Cindy, thanks so much for taking time out of your afternoon to sit down and chat.
Hi, it's my pleasure. It's been a long time in the making for us to get together.
Yes, it is. It has, and it's you know, I argue that footy is the greatest game on the planet, and we're both on the same mission that we're trying to get, you know, our fellow Americans to sit up and take notice of this great game.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, I have for a long time stated that I don't understand how they're not watching it. It's right up our alley, you know. It's got everything. It's got, you know, it's fast paced, it's exciting, it's tough. It's, you know, I'm always surprised that people don't know what it is, but, you know, we're very insulated people, I would say, you know.
We're kind of set in our ways, and, you know, NFL, yeah. College football, you know, hey, that's the, you know, NCAA tournament. You know, I couldn't have told you who played in the NCAA tournament this year. I did see that Connecticut won in the men's, and I think South Carolina won in the women's, but other than that, I don't know who else was
better
playing.
Better than I'm doing.
Yeah. So before we dive in, how did you come to this game? Because it's, you know, it's not something that's really organic for Americans.
Yeah.
So how did Cindy come to fall in love with the game of footy?
So my partner is a West Australian.
Okay.
And I say partner because I want to speak Aussie to everyone.
Okay.
My boyfriend is from West Australia. And he's an Eagles fan. And he's a diehard. He's a diehard Aussie rules football fan. So. Mm-hmm. I started watching, you know, minor amounts with him and went to a couple so I don't know what happens where you live, but here there's a lot of expats. So whenever there's a grand final, there's usually some kind of venue
right.
will have an event. And so I think the first time it was the Eagles played the Swans.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at a local billiards club. It was probably 200, maybe 300 Aussies. And we watched the Eagles win that game, and it was, needless to say, very exciting. I think they won by a point, I think.
Yeah,
it was a close game. Yeah. So that was the beginning. That's how it started. And it has certainly morphed over the year.
So you've been watching it for quite some time. And
yeah.
Just in the last year plus you have, jumped out on social media and have created some, I think, some hilarious content about the game. Not everybody thinks it's hilarious. There's a few Adelaide supporters right now that I think, are probably not on your Christmas card list.
I have to say, actually, that the Adelaide supporters have been amazing. I think I honestly, I saw all the com I haven't seen the comments since last night's game, but I would say the majority of them agreed with me, and they thought it was funny, which I love. I think it's like it's classic Aussie. Like, they love to take the piss. They're not too, most of them are not too full of themselves. And I think for the most part, the response was excellent. I mean, I love myself Australians. I mean, on both teams, actually. Like, the Port Adelaide fans have also been amazing since we started the show. They're really engaged. They have like high IQs. They're not fooling themselves. Most of them know what's up. And so I've very much enjoyed my interaction with people from South Australia over the last year.
But I did notice there were a couple people who are, what's the term I like to use is that
Upset.
they were so thin-skinned that they wouldn't have to do an X-ray to them, that you could just hold them up to light and say, no, that's not a break, that's just a sprain.
Yeah, well, I know. It's okay. It's
Yeah, and
okay. I mean, it comes with the territory,
it absolutely does. It absolutely does. So, way back in your inaugural episode, you stated that your goal was to bring the sport to the attention of the American people. And you touched on why you think it has, that broad appeal, the speed and the action and just, the ball movement and that sort of thing. But I've advocated if we could just figure out how to get 1% of this country interested in the game, that's 10% of Australia's population. And think about the financial aspect and the impact that that could have on the game.
It doesn't make any sense. So, to jump ahead to, closer to this timeline, when COVID happened, the Aussie rules was the only sport being played. And I watched the documentary Making Their Mark, and it had a really big impact on me, actually. It kind of brought in my interest from the Eagles to all the teams. I definitely felt, like I have a soft spot for the Crows, and they were featured. Rory Sloane actually was like the main person that was featured from the Crows. But the Suns, GWS, Richmond, they were, and then of course Nick Knapp for the Eagles. But I feel like it was like a lost opportunity for the AFL at that time, because we would have, I mean, Americans would have been starved for that kind of entertainment. I mean, there was nothing going. And I think, again, it's access. I think the fact that I vaguely remember, or I've been told, it could be both, that you could catch a game on ESPN like in the middle of the night, some random 3 a.m. game of Aussie Rules. But it's really challenging to find a game now unless you're using one of the apps.
Well,
And so it's access, really,
I will tell you, FS1 and FS2 generally will carry three or four games each week.
Oh, okay.
And
I didn't know
the
that.
rest of them are on Fox Soccer Plus. But that gets back to the exact crux that you were talking about there. We have, give or take, 600 million eyes. There've been things that have happened, Darwin Award winners, that sort of thing, that that might not, be able to contribute to that grand total there, that we could put footy in front of. But Fox Sports here does a terrible job of marketing the game. It is, they do not, there's never any advertisements on the chyron at the bottom of the screen, that will say, hey, that the Bombers and the Saints are playing it, are playing it, 1:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, set your DVR, that kind of thing. Now you're on the West Coast, so a 2 o'clock game is an 11 o'clock game for you. Tonight you've got the Cats and the Roos playing at 8 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock my time. I'll be up to watch it.
You will.
Oh, absolutely. I was
You're a trooper.
I'm a big fan of caffeine.
Yes.
I usually, like, for example, last night I was able to watch the Giants live. I watched the first quarter of the Adelaide Carlton game. That was something. And then I had to watch the rest of the game this morning. So that's usually what happens. I'll catch one live game at night, and then have to like do a marathon on Saturday. And then I think what time's the Eagles game on tonight? I think the Eagles
It's
game
a, it's a,
actually
it's
comes.
after, I think it's like 11, it should be like 11 o'clock your time, because I think it's at like noon.
That's pushing it for me. It's
Yeah.
pushing it. But, so I have to do
Well,
this whole like
we could wrap
radio
this up
silence.
now. We could wrap this up now so you could take a nap.
We shoot on Sundays. I need my beauty rest, you know?
Yeah. So, the one thing, like I said, the one thing that they don't do a great job of here is they don't promote the game. And I've advocated that, it would be, I think, a wonderful thing, because, if you look at FS1, FS2, you're gonna get, 20-year-old poker tournaments showing up, or replays of, the best knockouts in the UFC from,
Yeah.
1946, or whenever it happens. But I've seen, maybe on like a Wednesday night, like 8 o'clock
Right.
in the evening here, 8 o'clock East Coast, West Coast time, maybe have a highlight show that is done by, showing what happened the previous round, maybe previewing a couple of, the key games in the upcoming week that are going to be televised locally here in the US. Now, of course, you want to
Right.
sell the Watch AFL app if you can, but if you're wanting to simply, introduce the game to people on those channels right there, and I was going to ask you, I said, can we go ahead and put you down for doing a segment on that show? Because I think your kind of work would fit right in that extraordinarily well. But
Thanks.
it would, it's I just think they're really missing the boat with this.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's there's a lot of opportunity for them to grow the game that they want, but it's also interesting because, I noticed that there's a very split opinion on this because many Australians want to keep the game to themselves. And then there's other people that are very interested in growing the game internationally. So I think they're still not in agreement amongst themselves, like what they want to do with their sport,
And
so I
it's,
don't, yeah.
and I don't know. I guess maybe the concern would be there that some folks would be thinking that we're going to try to Americanize the game, or put our own little, tint on the game. I
Yeah.
hope we wouldn't do that. Although, I know they're talking about the possibility of bringing in a mid-season trade period, which,
Yeah.
I think makes things rather interesting. And
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who are purists don't want that sort of thing. And I understand that as well, because, your list
Yeah.
managers have to do a great job when you're creating your list, and hope the chips fall where they may. But I just think it would be such a bonanza, if they could figure out how to get the message out about the game here. And
Right.
whether it be, American commentators that were talking about the game, or a couple of, Australians, and they piped in the stuff from Australia.
Yeah.
I would hope it wouldn't be Gary Lyon. It took me about a year and a half before I could dissect his accent. He was the only person I was watching on television where I just would sit there, I cannot
Oh,
understand what the hell this man is
I'm
saying.
saying Gary Lyon to me is pretty like in a very more standard sounding Aussie, you
Well,
know?
but you have an Australian living at your house as well.
I do, but his accent is very I don't even know how to describe it. It's a very, I don't know, I'm gonna say polished, but maybe that's not the right word. But yeah, it's very different than many other accents out there. But I do claim I am fluent in Aussie. We've been together long enough. I definitely understand it.
Well,
So
I've been doing little segments on my podcast with Mick, who lives in Edmonton, but, is from South Australia and has lived in Edmonton for
yeah.
the last 25 years. But we've been doing, at the end of each episode, a little
piece where I find five slang terms to see if he still remembers them because he's been
Oh.
gone so long. So we quiz him over some of the slang terms there. So,
How fun.
yeah.
I did that with Terry at Blue Abroad. He would
Oh,
give me
yeah.
we for a couple of weeks we were doing like a weekly show, and he would come up with words at the end of the show to ask me if
He
I knew.
Terry has been a great friend to my podcast. He's been,
Yeah.
he was one of the first people that I spoke to when I was considering doing it. In fact, there's the actually the first person I spoke to lives in Los Angeles. He
Oh.
plays for the LA Dragons from the USAFL.
Oh, Rick.
Yeah, exactly.
Rick? Yeah.
Rick was the first person that I spoke to when I was going to do the podcast, and was just, you know, was I kind of put it out there on Twitter. Is this a
Yeah.
dumb idea or not? And he and Terry were probably in the top five of people that I spoke to initially about this, and
Oh,
they were like,
okay.
no, that's not a dumb idea at all. So.
Yeah, no, Rick has been a good friend of the show. I interact with him quite a bit. I haven't met him, but I'm trying to get to a Giant, not Giants game. Trying to get to a Dragons game sometime this summer. I mean, it's challenging because they don't play very often, and then the schedule with watching the game, shooting the games, all that stuff has not lend itself to that happening, but I have it on my calendar, and I'm making it a point to get to a Dragons game so I can meet. But Terry was one of the first people to reach out when we started the show, and he's been a good friend to the
Yeah, he's
show.
been
He's a
great. He's
sweetheart,
been
and
great.
I have a lot of affection for him and what he's done. I mean, what he's done is pretty amazing too,
Yeah, he's gotten footy clubs up and running, like two different ones in Israel,
That's right.
over the
That's
years. I mean,
right.
he's just as is just a great advocate for growing the game.
Yeah.
Now, when we talked a little bit off air before we started recording that, you said, that watching football, watching the AFL, watching footy for a female audience here should be a natural, you would think. And you
Yeah.
said way back in one of your episodes that you were going to be discussing hotness during the course of games and that
Yeah.
sort of thing.
Yeah,
So,
things have changed a bit since we started. Things you have an idea in mind when you start of like what it's gonna look like, and then it has morphed clearly since that first little, that
So,
was actually like a test shoot. But at
yeah.
any rate, I do think that if you like good-looking men, this is the sport for you. I mean, you can see them, you can see their bodies, you can see their faces. It's like NFL, they've got helmets on, and
Right.
baseball, they've got hats on, and hockey, who knows what those guys look like, right? So, but these
And how many
guys,
teeth are actually theirs?
exactly. Although Jeremy McGovern last week, did you catch that? He was just literally like had his teeth knocked out, spit them
Oh,
into the
I did see.
trash
Yeah,
can.
he had a couple.
Oh, geez. But anyway, at least hopefully they were like back teeth. But yeah, I find if you like men, then this is the sport for you. They're beautiful to look at,
And I was telling you that I tried to get my wife to watch even a moment of footy. It's never happened. I sent her, a couple of articles where clubs were training at the beach and their budgie smugglers and such, did not move the needle.
Yeah.
But she's watching. Here's the funny thing about it is she has fallen in love with watching all the Australian reality TV shows. So she's
Oh,
watching,
really?
Married at First Sight and Australian Survivor and
Oh, I
Amazing
saw that
Race
too.
and all of these things. And I'm upstairs working on stuff for the podcast, and
Yeah.
she sends me a text message because I'm in the other part of the house. But and she said, there's a couple of AFLW players on that are on the Amazing Race. And I come down and look at the screen and say, oh yeah, that's Chelsea Randall from Adelaide, and just kind of turned around and walked away. I said, so I
Are you
guess is this
following the women's league as well?
as much as I can, since they moved the schedule into the later part of the year, it's made it more difficult for
Hmm.
me because, teaching school, and then I'm also the public address announcer for our football and soccer programs. So I've
Okay.
got about 40 announcing gigs that I do during the course of the first
Wow.
8 weeks or so of the school year. So I'm really busy with that, or 12 weeks or
Wow.
so. Yeah. So
I have not gotten into the women's league. Not it's just it's all about time, you know.
Yeah,
At the end of
exactly.
the day, it's all about time, and the AFL alone is, you know, all consuming.
Right.
But I think it's fantastic, and it seems like there is a lot of support, in at least in the, you know, the community for the girls, and I think it's great. I think, you know, they should have an outlet, you know, to show off their talents
No, I agree with
and
you.
play the game.
And
It's
it has,
awesome.
I'll watch the Cats games for sure, and then the occasional extra game if I get the opportunity to do so. But the quality of play has improved tremendously year on year because you've got more people. Because when they started out playing, there had been a gap in terms of when these young ladies had been able. They'd stop playing footy, as youngsters to. A lot of them were coming in from having played soccer or basketball or netball or any, some other sport, and they were having to go back and relearn a lot of it again. So, but it has
So
improved
wait, let's
quite a
talk
bit.
about netball for a minute.
I don't ask me about it. It's
I'm kind of fascinated with netball because it's like basketball, but it's not quite basketball. And then I'm like, we don't play netball here. I don't know how it happens that like it's played. That particular sport is only played, I think, in like the UK and Australia, I think.
I think maybe New Zealand. I think maybe a lot of countries that might
Like the
have been under the
British, you
yeah
know,
exactly
colonies.
yeah under
Yeah,
the realm at one time or another.
it looks fun, actually. It's
I had
fun.
a guest on a few weeks ago that was involved with Netball Victoria, and it's I've not watched like a here's the rules of netball. I mean, I know there's a lot of more like stop and start where you're not
It's a
allowed, you're not
stop,
running, yeah, you're not running up and down the, but there are other skill sets that have to come about with it. But yeah, I think I've got cricket down pretty well, but I netball I've not
Netball from LA, that's
the
the next
ball
one.
the ball looks more like a volleyball than a basketball. It's not it's it, it looks
Yeah,
more
smaller,
it's
right?
smaller, and it's a different it's a different pattern in terms of how it's put together. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Anyway.
I wanted to, we're recording this about 12 hours after the Crows battled back to knock off Carleton last night.
Yes.
And
Yes.
do you does based upon one of your posts from last week, do you think you deserve any credit for those 4 points that they just put on the ladder?
You know, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I pissed them off enough and they're like, damn that woman in
No,
LA.
one guy I know you did. I know one guy you did who just is, yeah. And I'm not going to mention his name, but if you go back and watch the post, you can see who they are on there.
No.
Yeah.
I'm no, I'm it was thrilling. It was absolutely thrilling. Again, I like that team. I like the Crows. I've been as disappointed in the Crows as all of their fans. I was actually interviewed briefly, or not interviewed. I was on Triple M Adelaide, one of their shows yesterday, and they did an intro basically saying I had it out for the Crows. I'm like, I don't have it out for the Crows.
Well,
Like, that's not accurate at all. But
and you were on the front page of the advertise, the paper in Adelaide.
yeah, that
You'll link and they're
started, that
talking
came
about it.
first.
Exactly.
But I certainly do not have it out for the Crows as much as
Right.
I don't have it out for any, you know, particular team. I mean, you know, what the show is doing is just, you know, pulling out the highlights and finding the humor in
Absolutely.
what's happened, you
Yeah.
know?
And
So for better or for worse, you know.
there is definitely a place for that.
Yeah, it's,
Absolutely.
you know, it's good. It's meant to be good fun. It's not meant to upset anybody. I mean, I always joke, I'm like, I'm an Eagles supporter. Like how bad is it with your team? Like, I'm an Eagles supporter. So, and I can make fun of the Eagles and I can make fun of, you know, so just trying
Yeah,
to make
absolutely.
laugh. Don't take it so seriously. Like, it's entertainment at the end of the day. I don't want to piss anyone off here. I understand people's passion for sports.
Right.
No, I get it. But it is entertainment at the end of the day,
Yeah.
and we should have some fun even through our tears of watching our favorite teams and players, you know,
Right.
miserably, right?
Yeah, I mean
So
I've grown up as a Cleveland sports fan, so I'm well versed in Oh,
in
crap.
losses.
And things not going well. I mean, the last time the Browns won the NFL championship was in 1964, and I was a year old. I was in diapers then, and
Oh.
I've joked, I said, I hope I'm not back in diapers the next time they win the
Oh.
damn
Yeah, I don't follow the NFL much.
Yeah.
I'm more of a college football girl. I'm from Miami. I'm a Hurricanes fan.
Okay.
I went to Florida State, so I'm very much into that football from that region. But after this past season ended for footy, I kind of jumped into the playoffs for the NFL, and then I started like consuming large amounts of what is it called? The documentaries, the HBO documentaries
Like
about each of the
you mean
what
like
is it
maybe
called?
ESPN, the 30 for 30 ones, like on ESPN?
No. I've seen all those, but
Oh,
no,
the
they have
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
So I was watching Hard Knocks, and Miami was actually doing really well, so it was like kind of more exciting. And then after that one was over, I went back and watched an older one, and then I watched the quarterback show. And then I started just becoming a little bit more obsessive about NFL because I was like missing the show, I was
Right,
missing all
right.
the footy stuff. So yes, but other than that, like I mostly checked out when it comes to American sports until we start getting to maybe some championship stuff, and then I get more interested
Yeah.
in. And what's happening, you know?
Yeah. So how did I don't know your background, but I don't know if you work in media or not, but
I do
okay.
not
So
work in media.
how did you come to decide I want to go ahead and start creating this video series? Where did that discussion germinate from?
So as I mentioned, COVID happened and my consumption of footy was increasing
Right.
and my knowledge was increasing and my interest was increasing. So I was like, I would start to notice little things like who's now on a different team, like just really random things like wasn't he playing for Gold Coast last week or whatever,
Yeah.
And so it was comical. It started to be it was funny. And then when we'd speak to like friends or family back in Australia, they found it hilarious. Most normal humans like their team. They like their team and they know stuff about their team.
Right.
But they don't know stuff about all the teams. And here's like little Miss Me, rattling off players on every team and oh, in that game and this and on and on and on. And they just thought it was funny. So the show really came out of the idea of making those people laugh. It was like, oh, this is kind of fun. There's a novelty to this. And let's see if we can make our friends laugh. And that is the honest to God truth. There was nothing more, nothing less. Like it was just like, this could be fun to do. So that's what
And
happened.
you're definitely doing that. I mean, that's you're there's always that little kernel of seriousness in every one of yours, but there's all and I think I put a tweet out yesterday about, if you're not following her, you should, because there's
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
just that right amount of snarkiness in most of the clips. And it's you have to be able to, to laugh at yourself. And let's be honest, you have people who are footy fans, who are watching the front bar, who are watching bounce. And although
I
I
watched
know
the
they
front bar. Yeah, that's fun.
so I mean they're going to those places for humor about the game as well. You're just bringing it from just a it's kind of like the when everybody's in Italy in Pisa, and you've got all the people that are there holding up the tower, then you have the
Right,
person that just kind of goes to the angle and takes the camera angle from the other side, so they all look really dorky. I mean, so you're kind of looking at it from just a slightly different angle, which is what all of us who are here trying to promote this game are doing. We're all trying to just, share our views and maybe help to break down that barrier of acceptance, as you mentioned before. Some people are purists and they really don't want us, thinking about or infringing on their game at all. And maybe if they see the stuff that you're doing and the things that myself and and Donnie and the Castle Brothers are doing, that they might go, okay, that's maybe they're not all bad. Maybe it's okay
I
that
mean, in fairness, initially I thought, yeah, let's bring AFL to the US. Like, I think that was sort of in our minds, like what would happen. But the reality has actually been that, the show is watched primarily by Australians, and I don't know what the stats are now, but initially it was, majority male audience watching the show. I thought I would appeal to the women in Australia, and I could talk about fun stuff and, haircuts and tattoos and style, and that's what originally I thought would be one of the fun things about the show is actually approaching it from like a more like women, a woman's mentality. But nope, the men just seem to love it, and then the women are like, oh. I mean, we have a lot of great women footy fans that are following us now. Initially, it was definitely the boys that were interested. And my American friends are funny. Like the ones that watch the show, they always say the same thing. They're like, "We love watching you. We have no idea what you're saying. It's like you're speaking another language. Don't care, but watch it anyway," which is
That's
actually really sweet. And I will be sending your checks out next week.
exactly. That's kind of like my mom is with my podcast. She'll listen to it. She has no idea what it's about. Although there are the occasional episodes where I tell her you're not allowed to listen to that one because there's an explicit thing at the end of the title of it, and some of them have been very explicit. That happens on
But we get
occasion.
to do that, and we just like put the horn on and bleep it out.
I
We can
just
get away
I leave
with
it. I guess it's the
it.
rules are probably different on Instagram and things like that as far as what you can put on there. I do put things up on YouTube, but so far no problem with that yet. But you mentioned discussing tattoos, and last year you I'm not sure if you were unkind to him, but you did, kind of, confirm what a lot of people thought about who had the worst collection of tattoos in the comp in Tom Liberatore. And I want to ask you,
Oh, Libba.
when you were researching, were you able to confirm that he actually decided on the placement for all of his tattoos by the operation game that he'd had when he was a child? The little
No, I don't
little
even know what
board
you're
game.
talking
You know
about.
that little board game that had the little bows
Oh,
in you.
oh.
And
No, I mean, look, I got some flack from that. Some people thought it was too mean. So, generally speaking, like, I do not make fun of people for like, their looks or their weight or like anything that's like outside of their actual control, right? It's like I'm not into that, but like I felt like, and I still feel like this, like haircuts and tattoos are fair game because you have made a choice that you are going to either dye your hair and look like a peacock, or you're gonna put some tattoo on you. Like I have friends who have tattoos that are like tastefully placed where people can't see them, so they clearly, those are personal and they want, those are for them, right? But like if you're gonna put a giant candy bar on your arm, like you are open to some kind of comment on it. So, but I kind of reversed a little bit on that because it just seemed to not be,
Well,
I mean, it was fun while it was fun while it
I'm
lasted.
just wondering. I'm just wondering whether or not he's gonna, kind of take the Dusty Martin approach and just having covered himself with the entire community of Springfield.
Honestly, I mean, some of those guys have beautiful tattoos. Like, I don't mind some of the sleeves and things like that they have. I mean,
Jamie
I
Elliott.
like the art, but I mean, even like Luke Jackson has like tiny little, I don't know what they are, but they look like children drew them, or they don't. But look, it's personal. I get it. It's a personal thing, and sometimes you can just kind of push a little bit too far on the joke, and maybe it's not funny. I don't know. Humor is subjective, right?
Oh, absolutely it is. Yeah, absolutely. So, you do You have done a lot of traveling where you've gone out into the community and taken your Sharon out with you,
Yes.
and spoken to people about the Sharon and telling them about the game and that sort of thing. Have you had any interesting interactions with people where you've been like, okay, I probably shouldn't have stopped and talked to this person?
No,
Okay.
actually, I mean, most people are super shy. Most people don't want to talk. And I understand that because I wouldn't have dared been done what some of these people have done with me. Like, no way.
Yeah.
But no, most of them have been good sports and willing to have a little laugh with me. The Santa Monica Pier one, we had a great group of people that stopped by to chat. And unfortunately, there was actually a family. They were Carlton supporters.
Okay.
No, Collingwood supporters. And we did a great little interview with them, and the camera screwed up, and we lost all the
Oh
footage.
man.
They were fantastic. So no, I mean, most people have been very fun and, dare I say, generous to provide me with material for, my little show. They've been
Now,
great.
have any of them that you've spoken to found your channel and reached out to you and have said, I actually watched the game and this is fantastic?
I don't think so. I don't think they have, actually. I actually think I have to like make little stickers or something, and I'll be like, "Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for being on the show. Check it
Yeah.
out."
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, we were in Paris for the preliminary final, Collingwood against the Giants, and we interviewed a lot of Australians on that. And I'm not even sure if we ended up hearing from anyone that was in the bar. Yeah,
Wow. Wow.
yeah. It's weird,
That's
right?
yeah, that is. I mean, being in Los Angeles, you have a better chance of running into a celebrity or at least somebody who's
Yes.
known in Los Angeles than you do here in Northern Ohio. Who would you like to
That's
run? Who would you like to run into that you have not that 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 you haven't run into yet? And
Australia. I mean, Australians or
no, I mean,
anybody.
just in terms of like a celebrity, what celebrity would you like to encounter with the Sharon and talk to them about the game?
Oh, brother, that's a hard-hitting question, Craig. I don't know, actually. I mean, I have met a lot of celebrities. I have.
Okay.
So, but I mean, it would be fun. I mean, it would actually be fun to run into Eric Bana. I mean,
There you go.
that would be amazing. 'Cause I used to always say hi to him at the beginning of the show. Anytime we cover Sakilda, I'd say, "Hi, Eric." Love him. He's so cute.
Did you tag him in the post then as well?
Yeah, I think so. I don't
Okay.
know if he saw it, but what's fantastic is Harley Reid saw my little story on him last week. That was fun.
Outstanding.
Brody Grundy, and the best thing ever was that J-Lo, Justin Longmire, actually laughed at my post where I had to
Yeah.
go about him calling me.
Yeah, not showing
He
up in the first quarters.
actually
Yeah,
laughed at it.
exactly. Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, yummy, my kind of guy, I like that, you can have to laugh at yourself
Yeah,
sometimes,
and you're absolutely right about that. I mean, it's you have to, and it's not necessarily self-deprecating, but you have to realize that, as you said, at the end of the day, it is a game. It's entertainment. And
Simo has not called me though. I will tell you flat out, I've had
Yeah.
done midnight pleas to him.
Right.
I've talked about him numerous times. And Simo is not having it,
Well,
not
I know that
even.
last year he was busy because he spent every waking moment driving through the drive-thrus at every fast food place out in Perth looking for some 6'3" guy with a pulse that could step in and play for them for a round because they were so
Oh, so
decimated with
brutal. I mean,
injuries.
honestly, it was so brutal last year, and there's jokes about it, but so I met a woman through the channel. Her name's Trina, and she's awesome. I love Trina. Hi, Trina. And she's a diehard, and she was telling me about they had like an I don't know if I, how you say it, but like a ceremony to try to get rid of the curse. So like the elders from the community,
Okay.
they came and they did a ceremony because people really like really believe they were cursed, you know? And I think if there was going to be evidence of a curse, like the Eagles were certainly helping to prove it. But this year at least they've had a little more consistency. They're not, you know, they're still, you know, they're still not quite there, but we won a quarter. Yay.
Yeah, and as I
And
told you,
Harley.
as I told you before we started recording, I did tip them to win tonight against the Tigers. So,
I know
yeah.
it's gonna be, I mean, it's gonna, I hope it's exciting. I just hope, as any, I would say, as I would hope that most supporters of a team that's on a losing streak or not doing very well, you want little glimmers of improvement and something to, you know, kind of hang your hat on. And so I'm at the very least, even if they lose, I'm just hoping to see them play hard and with heart and just not give up, just keep going. But the matchup with Dusty and Harley could be really
Yeah.
fun.
Yes, it could. Yeah, it absolutely could. I did see something that the Tigers posted with a young student who did his like show and tell presentation at school about Dusty Martin and got to go interview the players at in their walkthrough at Optus yesterday and got to meet up with him. So I mean it's one of the things that I love about the game is and you living in Los Angeles, and we talked about running into celebrities, and you said you've met a lot of them, but the sports celebrities in Australia are they are in a different orbit than sport celebrities here in the United States. I can tell you for a fact, and I know you live in Los Angeles, you will never ever run into LeBron James at the 7-Eleven because his wife called him and said, "Hey, pick up a gallon of milk on the way home." You will never see him, okay? But if you lived in Adelaide or you lived in Perth, you might run into and probably will run into a player from your favorite club, at a restaurant,
Well,
at a grocery,
they're a
that sort
lot
of thing.
more, I think they're a lot more accessible there. You know, you have a lot of those open trainings
Right,
and
right.
they do a lot of weekly, you know, work in the community. I mean, that's actually one of the things about Aussie rules, which I don't know that I don't quite have my head wrapped around, because the fact that it's like a club, first of all, and then you
Right.
have members, and you know, that's very foreign to us. It doesn't really work that way. I mean, the closest thing would be like you have a season ticket holder, I feel. I mean, I could be wrong, or you know, I know people support the college teams and things like that, but it feels different. It feels a little bit more like down home, if that's a good way of saying it, you know. And it doesn't have so much of like a separation between
Right.
celebrity and community. It definitely, I think, has a nicer marriage of those elements.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a really nice thing with the game, I think, that I appreciate as I see more of. It feels a little foreign based on my knowledge of American sports.
Yeah, I know. Well, the one team here in the United States that is closest to probably an AFL club would be the Green Bay Packers in the NFL,
Oh, really?
because every other team in the NFL is owned by an owner or a conglomerate of a couple of owners that are billionaires, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
The Packers are actually owned by the fans. People they actually have like
Really?
shares of stock in owning that
Huh.
club. Yeah, it's so
How
they're
exciting.
very close to an AFL club. They are.
That's exciting. I wasn't aware of that.
Yep. And you
Yeah.
mentioned the proximity with the athletes and such. There's a gentleman, Port Adelaide supporter. In fact, I just had him on last week talking about the gather round after it had happened, who lives right next to or right by the Powers training facility. And he's had
Okay.
this thing for the last several years now where he on Monday mornings when he goes in to get coffee, Kenny Hinckley is always there. And if Port Adelaide is won, he buys Kenny Hinckley his coffee. But if Port Adelaide is
That's
lost,
great.
Kenny Hinckley has bought his coffee for him.
Ken Hinckley,
Yeah.
he's the Zen master of AFL. That
Yeah.
guy. I don't know what he's putting in his coffee. Maybe a little
Well,
MCGO, whatever. MCG. What am I trying to say?
MSG.
Emma, no, But I'm sorry. Not THC, but CBD. Oh my
There you
God.
go. There you go.
I don't know. But anyway, no, he's I'd like to meet him. I'd like to, I have a bucket list of for the AFL, and I've actually never been to a game.
Okay.
Never seen them live.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
I had a 4 week trip planned for this summer that I've had to push back to next year.
Oh no.
Got to get my daughter moved out of her college apartment into her, hey, I've got my first teaching job apartment, which is like 4 blocks away.
Okay.
Right when I was going to be in Australia, so I was going to
Where
get.
were you going to visit?
I was going to stay in Melbourne, but I was going to, because as a Cat supporter, I was going to get to see the Cats play at least three times, and possibly a fourth if I went to Tasmania to watch them play the Roos down there.
Oh wow.
So I
Wow.
was either going to do that, or I was going to make the drive over to Adelaide to watch Adelaide and Hawthorn play the last week that I was there before I flew home.
So you're strictly like your trip was strictly around football. No,
Yeah.
no
I was going to do
TV
I was going
or
to do
football.
sight I was going to do sightseeing around Victoria. I mean,
Okay.
quite frankly, I
Yeah.
was going to the Vegemite factory. It's on my even if they don't offer tours, I'm breaking in. And I found Cyril McAllister is the inventor of Vegemite, and he has a little small museum about 2
Okay.
hours west of Melbourne that I've said I'm going to get to that
Going.
to go pay homage to him for
Wow.
having invented it.
Wow.
So
Amazing.
it'll be next
Amazing.
year. Yeah. So, couple things before we wrap up here.
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity, if somebody came to you and said, you know what? You seem to really know what the heck you're talking about with regards to this game. We're going to give you the opportunity to change one law in footy. What would you change?
I mean, there's so many problems right now. There's so many problems. Like, what happened to holding the ball? Like, even the Frio game. I don't know. That either should not be a rule anymore, or it should be a rule. They should just decide what they want to do about that. It's ridiculous. I mean, there's a lot of rules that are like that, super vague. Like, are we calling it this and that? The dissent rule, geez, like, depending on, what kind of morning that referee had, umpire, referee, always mix them up. That seems ridiculous to me. I am a fan of them just not bouncing the ball. I think that would be cool. I don't know. You just poke the
Now,
bear.
do you mean the umpires or the players not bouncing the ball?
No, the at center bounce,
Okay.
like just throw the ball up. Like
Yep.
half the time it's like, oh,
I
what's
learned
that?
something a number of years ago that
Yeah.
about a generation ago,
They used to do that.
they used to do the bounce at every ball up around the ground. And
Yeah.
I had until I
Yeah.
watched some old videos, like I didn't realize that was the case. I was like, wow.
I recently learned that as well. I
Yeah.
was surprised. But yeah, there's so many problems. And then last week, after what happened last week with sorry, my brain is starting to
Jordan
fade.
Clark.
Yes, that whole situation, right? I don't see what the problem is if they do have a captain's call. And then I saw many of comments on Instagram about people saying how that's going to ruin the game. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, one captain's call for each team, each game. How much time is that going to eat when now the AFL is having them do a review, reviewing of every single goal,
Good point. Good
which
point.
is taking. I mean, if we added up those minutes, I mean, moments of our lives we'll never get back. It's not going to make that big a difference. And I think, in terms of that, and I think it might make a huge difference to the game, to have that one in your pocket where you can use that, So I think that actually would be kind of a good thing. It would settle some of these situations, like what happened with Keys, with Adelaide. I mean, that kept them out of the top eight, that kept them out of the finals, right? So yeah, that was, I think, more than what you asked me. I'm
Yeah, no,
sorry. I'm
that's perfectly
babbling.
fine. Trust me, I generally I only generally edit to make sure I get the sound levels right. If it if it gets if
Enough
it, if it gets said, it generally stays in. So it
already.
yeah. So who have you been the most impressed by this year, and who's been the most disappointing either club or player this year?
So I would say that Adelaide, up until last night or yesterday, whatever day it is, was the most disappointing, because they had high expectations, and I think everyone had high expectations. I think Frio has been pretty good, because I know someone, maybe even you, had them in your bottom four.
I think I did.
Yeah, I think Frio has surprised a lot of people.
Yeah.
I've stated this many times. I'm kind of having an affair with the Giants, you know.
Yeah, well,
Sorry.
I think that right now the Giants might be just about everybody's second club. And as you mentioned in one of your videos, the
Yeah.
song, it just it flat out the, their song just kicks ass. And I think they've got the
Big
best
big sound from the West Side.
I think they've got the best social media group out there as well.
Oh,
And
by far.
they just, they're just snarky enough. I mean, it's they almost have to be like the Chicken Hawk from the old Foghorn Leghorn cartoons, because they are the small guy on campus, because they don't have the big following, they don't have the big membership base
No.
yet. And so they have, when
No.
things are going well, they have to promote it because they want other people to recognize it. And
I don't know if you caught this. So last night when Sam Taylor got injured, it's making me emotional just thinking about it, actually. It was so horrifying to, and they zoomed in on his face.
Yes,
I would like to wipe that from my brain. But at any rate, I kept going back to the Giants feed on Instagram, and there was one post that said, I think it was like, Sam has been taken to the hospital. He's alert, or something like that. And at the bottom, it said, "From Earth." And I laughed so hard, because they could not stop talking about the whole alien thing. And I'm like, this is why the Giants' social media are superior to all other teams. But no, I have definitely been like riding that like orange tsunami for the last couple of years under stealth like. But it would be great to see them. It would be great to see them win the flag, actually. You
It
know,
would be
the fact that
awesome.
the Eagles are not really,
No, I
that's
mean,
not.
I would love to get another one of these things over here. I'd love to replace that one and get a 2024 one, but of
Yeah.
course, yeah. But
Why did you
I'm
pick the
happy with that one.
Cats? Why did you pick the Cats?
It's one, the main sponsor being Ford, between my grandfather, my father,
Oh, yeah, I
my
see
uncle,
that.
my brother-in-law, my cousin. There was like 175 years of working at Ford. But then
Okay.
I had one player. Let me get the right side of my body here. Over here, right there, there's a pin hanging
Okay.
up on the wall there of
Okay.
Nakiah Cockatoo,
Okay.
who's stepped away from the game now. He's playing up in the Northern Territory. But when I first started watching the game in 2016, he had just come into the league, and just exploded on the screen to me. He looked like, I was coming to it from, being somebody who watched the NFL, watching college football, that sort of thing. And he looked
Yeah.
to me to be the most like an NFL linebacker. He just was blowing people up all over the ground. And there was
Yeah.
one particular game in 2016 where I think it was 16, might have been 17, where he absolutely de-cleated a player from Carrollton and literally, took him, got him off the ground at the boundary, and he came down with him up against the wall. I mean, it
Oh.
was like that far, and it's like, okay, that's a guy I could support right there. And then he just had all these hamstring injuries. He couldn't stay healthy, but I've stuck
Oh.
with the Cats.
I like Geelong.
I kind of wanted a small town club too, if you
I
will.
like Geelong. I have a soft spot for them, for sure. I like watching them play, for sure. I think they're pretty classy, and I love the fact that like every year for the last 4 years at least, they've just been writing them off. You know, after their last, grand final, they just write them off, and then they're like, "Oh, yeah, really?" And they always talk about how old they are, and I find that kind of hysterical also. Like, oh, they're 33-year-old legs. Like,
And
it's so
I find it
dumb.
I find that laughable because somebody who's, we're talking about people who are too old, and I'm thinking, I'm 60 years old. Every one of these young men out there, could be my son. And referring to them as being too old, I was like, what the hell am I then?
Yeah, I mean, I understand like the context of it is like within that game, it's a brutal game. But yeah, I mean, look at Tom Brady. I mean, come on now. Like with modern medicine and science and whatever it is, I mean, Tom Hawkins is a look, he's a beast, you know? So I think that I like the cats. My cats watch
There you
the
go. There you go. Okay. So
cats.
you said you've not seen a game in person before. Are
No.
there plans being made to make a trip to Perth? And is your partner
So,
have family in your partner has family still back in Perth, correct? In that area?
I have people all over, but yes, primarily Western Australia, and then one of my best friends lives in Sydney. I mean, there's a lot of expats in LA, so there's a lot of Aussie connections. But at any rate, we would like to make it, but for whatever reason, we always end up back in November or February. I don't know why, but that's what happens. So we're gonna try to go back this summer, maybe towards the end of our summer. And I need to start looking at the schedules because I would like to see the Eagles play at Optus, but I also would like to hit Melbourne to meet up with all these awesome people that I've been made friends with. And I want to see the Giants play. So I don't
And you
know where
have to
that's
see,
going to happen.
the crows if you can as well, because
We really wanted to go to Adelaide for Gather Round. I thought that would obviously be the thing to do. It just didn't work out. So it's challenging to say, but yeah, it would be awesome to go to Gather Round next year and get to see all of these teams play all in one place and experience South Australia because it looks beautiful. And so far, I find the people to be amazing,
Oh
and
yeah, I mean,
I'd like to meet
you've
some
been
South
you're
Australians.
absolutely right. I mean, the people, I talk to more people that live in Australia that than I do that live on my own street. I literally, yeah, I'm a high school teacher. I mean, I talk to my students, but I talk to
They
more
don't
people that live
count.
in Australia than I do to my coworkers in my building, and I talk to them a lot. But I mean, I have folks that every day I'm trading messages with, guys that live up in the, and 4 hours west of Brisbane, or people that live in Perth, people that live in Adelaide. And they have been so genuine. They're wonderful people. I don't care about, we talk footy, we talk about some aspects of life. I don't worry about politics with anything because it doesn't matter, because I have no say so about their politics. They have no say so about ours. It doesn't matter a hill of beans about that. I
They
just
don't live in the crazy like we do here. So that's one thing that you don't really have to worry about is they
What some of them say, though, I think they have their own kind of crazy. But it's not. It's never my
But
place to.
it's reasonable, and it happens like it happens briefly. They don't get hit for like years about the same. It's definitely refreshing over there. But no, there. Generally speaking, I'm a fan of Aussies. I used to say I like to collect them, which
That
probably offending
sounds a little
somebody.
weird.
Yeah, I mean, but at one point I had so many Australian friends, and it was just sort of one. They just kept snowballing, and yeah, I mean, it's funny. During the week, it might be like just randomly first name basis with all these people that I've never met, and they're just now part of my world. And like, oh yeah, well Terry said this, and oh, and Andy, blah blah blah, and like, it's been pretty great, I
Oh,
gotta say.
it absolutely has. It absolutely has. And I consider, there are several of them that I could, consider very close friends that I've never seen in person before.
Yeah, it's wonderful. The
So,
internet does have some wonderful
and
aspects to it.
it, well, yeah. Plus, then when you go back to way when it first started out, and you meet your first wife online, and it doesn't work out, it's yeah. You've seen my first wife. You've seen her before. Everybody has.
Have.
Yeah, a house fell on her, legs rolled up. Dorothy got her shoes.
Oh, not nice, Craig.
That's okay.
Craig,
She
I have to
lives
say, like an Aussie, Craig, Craig.
several states away, and I've not spoken to her in, gosh, close to 30 years, over 30 years now. So
Oh my goodness.
I
All
feel very
right.
comfortable in knowing he's not going to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Yes.
two more things. One,
Okay.
what's the best advice you've ever received?
The best advice I've
Best
ever
advice, maybe this is the one thing we're going to edit, but what's the best advice you've ever gotten from somebody?
God, that's a whole other
I love asking
level.
that question.
Okay, I know what it is. I was in a situation where I was being tested. It had to do with money and a decent amount of money. And I sought counsel from a very wealthy and successful man that I knew. And he told me, I understand that this could mean a lot of money for you, but once you give away your integrity, you can never get it back. And I stuck to my guns and it all worked out,
There you go.
but I was willing to take the gamble to keep my integrity. And I think about him. He's since passed. I think about that quite a bit, actually.
So it sounds an awful lot like the plot to Breaking Bad, where Walter sold his share in Grey Matters for $5,000.
I gotta say, I only watched like three episodes of the show. It was too dark. I couldn't
Oh,
deal. I know it's great, but I couldn't deal.
I'm watching it with my mom right now. We're just
Oh,
about done with season four. She's 81. She
good family
absolutely loves
fun.
it. Well, she loves it. We watched I was over at her house. And we're scrolling through Max and looking at the Turner Classic
Yeah.
Movies, and she saw Morgan Freeman pop up on one of the old movies. She said, "Well, can we watch that?" And I said, "Yeah, this is a pretty dark film." It was Seven. She wanted to watch Seven,
Oh, geez.
and she called the ending. No,
Wow.
no spoiler alert. It's been out for a long time. When the van pulls up, she said, and she gets the guy gets the box. I said, "Is his wife's head in the box?" She said, "I've been reading mysteries my
Funny
she's been
enough,
reading mysteries my entire life. I knew what was going to happen there."
I actually was in Spain and watched that on in Spanish. I mean, I've seen it here in English, but it just happened to like watch Seven in Spanish. That's so random. Yeah. And I've met Morgan Freeman actually
Really?
too. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
He was really actually very friendly and very generous with
Seems
his time. So yeah.
like a very generous guy there. So, okay, the last thing I have for you. The AFL has reached out to you because you're doing such a bang up job promoting the game, okay?
Okay.
And they're going to give you a little bit of responsibility here, okay?
Okay.
They're going to allow you to set up the musical guests for the grand final. Who's playing at the grand final?
God. It's not
And
Kiss.
I guess the
It's
follow
not
up is
Kiss.
do we have to apologize still for Meatloaf now that he has passed?
No, we
Okay.
don't. But so here's the thing, right? The grand final shows are by far, for our American standards, terrible. They're so painful. I'm so sorry. I love Robbie Williams. I love him. But like, it's just that during the day, there's just no oomph. There's just no oomph. So I don't even think it matters who
Okay.
plays. Like, it doesn't matter. I mean, you could get Led Zeppelin to come back in like a time machine when they were popular and have them
And
play. And I
alive.
don't, that's what I mean. Like, you could have the Beatles come and play. And I don't know if it would matter based on like how, I don't know. Who did I just offend? I'm sorry. I apologize.
And I apologize for that, yeah, okay.
I mean, you look, and let me just say this. Australians have some really fantastic bands, right? So they don't need Kiss. They don't need us. They don't
Yeah.
need the Americans. They can
They've got
figure it out.
I would be a big fan of seeing a group that I've run across that I really enjoy listening to called the Pigrum Brothers.
I don't know them.
They are it's a group of indigenous brothers that I've found on
Oh.
Spotify, and I absolutely love their music. It's kind of a combination of Jimmy Buffett and Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, that sounds
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah,
I'll have to look him up.
it's yeah.
But I actually want to change my answer.
Okay.
I think they should just have Kylie Minogue do it every year. Forget it. Done.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah,
that would
that
work.
gives you the flair, that gives you the fun, that gives you the hits. You know, it's sexy. She's amazing. Kylie Minogue every year.
Okay. Well, I was
Yeah.
thinking maybe we could, now that Jack Riewoldt's retired, he'd have more time to rehearse. He could go ahead and do his own show there, not have to, get up on stage and
Why is
somebody
he a
else sing.
musician?
No, but he got up when the Tigers won their first grand final a few years ago in 2017. I think the Killers were performing, and he got up on stage and was singing along with them and that
Oh.
sort of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm gonna go with Kylie. That's gonna be my new answer for everything.
That's
Kylie can fix everything. Yeah.
not a bad choice. So,
Yeah. Queen.
while I will have them listed in the show notes, where can people find your videos if they want to give you a follow?
Okay, so obviously YouTube at AFL from LA, our website www, what, you know, people don't even say that anymore, AFLfromLA.com. We're at Twitter, AFLfromLA.com, Instagram, AFL. I'm messing it all up. AFL from LA. Anything that says at AFL from LA on any platform, you can find us. So,
Outstanding.
there you
Outstanding. Well, Cindy, I want to
go.
thank you for taking time out of your afternoon to sit down and
No, I'm
chat. This
glad we could
has been a
do
lot of
it.
fun. I've been looking forward to
Yeah.
having this discussion, and we're all rowing the same boat. And if we can
Yes.
help one another get it going in the same direction, I think
Yeah.
that's a great thing,
That's right.
and
That's right. Where
we
there's
love this
room for,
game.
yeah,
Yeah.
there's room for
Now,
all of us, and it's great to support each other.
let me ask you this before I go. The last thing.
Okay. Okay.
We have a fantasy football an AF on the AFL site, a fantasy
Okay.
league that we have a
Okay.
lot about a dozen of us that are here in the US.
Okay.
I have a feeling we're going to have an opening or two next year because we have one guy who has not made a roster move since
Oh.
his team auto drafted.
Okay.
I'm playing him today, and I'm absolutely destroying him. So, would you be interested in having one of those teams next year? Do you want to get in on that next year?
Can I get back to you?
Sure.
That sounds like another like huge, huge commitment, you
Well, I mean,
know?
it's, you know, we actually we did we do the we do the draft on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
So we're all on the Zoom call chatting with one another for a couple of hours while we're drafting our teams, and then, it's a few minutes here and there, but it's yeah. I figure I should ask because it's all Americans and Americans who are doing stuff with
Oh,
regards to the
thank you. I
promoting the
mean, my
game.
team would be like, Tom Barras, Toby Green. I would just want my guys. I'd bring
Yeah.
Josh Kennedy back, from retirement. That
I don't think
would be
he'd score many points for you though.
it.
Yeah.
As long as I can look at him, that's fine.
So should I ask you then, as we're wrapping up then, who would be on your hottest Mount Rushmore then?
Oh yeah. Well, I already named three. Tommy Brass. I know they can't figure out his name. Toby Green, Josh Kennedy. I mean, oh, there's so many. I'm trying to like flash through my list of
Max Cohen?
cuties. Huh?
Max Cohen?
No, he's not my type. I tend to like the forwards, I figured that.
Ben
Although
Brock.
I love Nat Fyfe. I love me some Fyfe. Yeah, he's yummy. So, yeah, Weller, Lockie Weller. I don't even know if he's playing right now for the Suns. I don't know what happened to him. So, yeah, Tuukka
Okay.
Miller. I don't know. I can go on
There
and
you
on.
go. Well,
Let's
that's
just end on that.
well, I'm gonna send that list off to my wife and see if that will get her to maybe check
Yeah,
out a game as well.
my
I mean,
pervy
she doesn't even have
list.
to watch it live, I don't mind watching it on delay. I mean, we certainly have those.
Tour Curnow. Everybody likes Curnow. Like, he's adorable with the curls. Everybody
You're
loves
right. You're right.
nice
He
arms. Yeah.
he's a handsome guy, and as I
I
mentioned,
mean, what about Tom Hawkins? Like,
handsome guy as well, yeah.
he's like a Tom Brady. I mean, he's kind of in that field right there.
That's
Give her
true.
Tom Hawkins.
That's
Yeah.
true. That is
Yeah.
true, yeah.
Tell her
All
I
right.
said
Well,
so.
I will definitely pass that on. Well, Cindy, I appreciate you sitting down to chat with me today. This was a great deal of fun. I hope you enjoyed it, and I I love the fact that you're helping to promote this game, and hopefully we can get more fellow Yanks interested in the game and checking it out as
Sounds
well. And I
good.
wish you all the best.
Excellent. Same to you.
You bet.
Thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
Cheers. All right, Cindy. Hey, thanks for sitting down to chat with me. That was a lot of fun. That invitation, I think we will be able to hold with that. If you decide that you want to be part of our fantasy league next year, there may be an opening. There always is an opening every year. I think you'd have a lot of fun with that. And just think, you'd have 11 other people that you could roast if need be as well. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I do hope you'll follow Cindy's channel. All the links are in my socials as well. Also AFLfromLA.com, but I'll put all those links in my socials for you to check her out. Give her some support. Check out this show because she loves the game and she loves just kind of taking a little bit of a different look at it than a lot of people do. And to me, it's like an American version of Bounce or some things that you see on the front bar. So I absolutely love the work that she does. Now, folks, look out for one another. Check up on your friends. Make sure they're okay. Reach out and talk to somebody if you need to do so. Those numbers are always in every single set of show notes for this podcast. You can find those numbers for Australia and here in the United States. So please reach out if you need to do so. Remember, you can find everything related to my podcast over at my website, ayankonthefooty.com. I do hope you'll get on that mailing list. I hope you'll leave a five-star review if you enjoy the show. If you want to help it out, you can certainly click on that Buy Me a Coffee button there as well, or check out my store page. I'm working on a few new designs, but I'm not a master with working with Canva and that sort of thing. And well, they're still in the works. Got a couple new ones that I'm looking forward to getting to you very, very soon. If you know somebody who'd be a great guest, or maybe you'd be a great guest, please reach out to me on my website or over at yankonthefooty@gmail.com and shoot me an email. You can follow me on all my socials. Those are linked there at yank_on X or Twitter. And you can find me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook as well. Thanks for the kind words, everybody. And as always, may your dribble kick never hit the post. I will catch you later. And this has been episode 325 of A Yank on the Footy. Thanks for listening. Thanks for checking it out. And I do hope that you'll share it with a couple of friends as well. And until next time, cheers.